2550515. If you don't know what that is, I'm going to explain in a little. But there was something that we had touched on. I think it was either the beginning of this week or last week sometime. And I was telling you about how we have got something incredible happening in Tshwane. It is actually just a little bit traumatic for the people that I think it's happening to. However, Matty, have you seen how the municipality of Tshwane is switching off all of the lights of the places that owe them money?
I agree with you. It's been so traumatic to witness. Yes! And I think everybody is scared at this point. It was okay for us people living in residential areas when it was just businesses.
Yeah.
And now that it's residential areas, now I'm just like, that is scary. Dude. The worst thing was having the city of Joburg joining in.
Exactly.
Now I'm just like, no one's safe.
Nobody's safe. My sister, this is the thing. This is why I was like, we need to speak about this today. And actually, next week, I'm going to try and get somebody on so that we can try and understand where they're coming from, what the whole plan is. Is it actually working? That as well. But more than anything else, I was just like, wait, Johannesburg is also joining now.
It is such an aggressive campaign. Dude. I get it. Get your money, but hey,
dude. An entire Sandton city was apparently on Johannesburg's list, the municipality. And I'm like, wait, I'm shopping now. Lights go off. There I am at the hotel. I'm opening the tap. Nothing comes out.
My question is, who really affords electricity here in South Africa?
That's a good question. You know, that is a very good question because it doesn't seem like anybody's paying.
It is so scary, Zan. Tomorrow, I might come here looking all scruffed up. Dude, understand? Maybe they went for my place.
I get that. Even me, I need to go home and I need to check with my siblings. Are we not in the red? Are we still fine where we are? No, it's a lot. But it wouldn't be South Africa if we didn't live on the edge. It's an extreme sport living in this country.
Yeah,
hey?
I feel the adrenaline.
Yeah,
you
all
don't
the
know
time.
What's going to happen.
You can't sleep.
We just need background music. Like
100%.
All the time.
100%. It's almost like a little bit like this. Every second, you're just like, what's going to happen next? But it wouldn't be South Africa if that wasn't the case. And we're so glad that we get to, I guess, experience this young thing that we go through of being South African with you. Make sure you don't go anywhere. We got a whole lot planned for the show.
At Panarottis, you know we like to